AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. President Trump will address a joint session of Congress this evening to give an accounting of his turbulent first weeks in office, as some Americans fear for the country's future while others are cheering him on. House Speaker Mike Johnson says the president will make a triumphant return to Capitol Hill.
If he just stood at the speaker's rostrum and read off all his list of accomplishments since January 20th, we'd be there all night. I don't expect it will go that long. He's going to give a truncated version of this. But there really is so much to celebrate.
The White House says Trump's theme will be the renewal of the American dream. The president has launched a trade war against America's three biggest trading partners, drawing immediate retaliation from Mexico, Canada, and China. Trump imposed 25% taxes, or tariffs, on Mexican and Canadian imports. He also doubled the tariff he slapped last month on Chinese products to 20%. All three are putting tariffs on American products. The condition of Pope Francis has stabilized, as we hear from the AP's Charles D. Ledesma.
Francis, who's 88, woke up and was resuming respiratory physiotherapy after sleeping through the night, the Vatican says, adding, as of Tuesday morning, he'll no longer need to wear the mechanical ventilation mask that covers his nose and mouth to pump oxygen into his lungs. On Monday, the Pope had two new acute respiratory crises that had required him to resume using the mask to breathe. Doctors said they extracted copious amounts of mucus from his lungs. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Powerful storms are threatening communities across the country. The weather ranges from fire in the southern high plains to blizzards in the Midwest. Forecasts also are predicting dust storms in the southwest, tornadoes in the south, and blizzard conditions in the central plains, forcing some changes to Mardi Gras in New Orleans. This is AP News. The man with the golden arm has died.
A man in Australia known for his record-breaking blood plasma donations has died. James Harrison had an aversion to needles, but the plasma, the retired State Railway Department clerk, contained a rare antibody that can protect unborn babies. Harrison made 1,173 donations after he turned 18 in 1954, until he was forced to retire in 2018 at the age of 81. He is credited with saving 2.4 million babies. Harrison was recognized by Guinness World Records in 2005 as the person who had donated the most blood plasma in the world. The record was beaten 3 years ago. His grandson says, as humble as he was, the 88-year-old Harrison did like the attention, but he would never do it for the attention. I'm Ed Donahue.
Stocks are tumbling on Wall Street as the trade war between the U.S. and its key trading partners escalates. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.